Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. On August the 19th of last year, I aired a commentary about helping to guide a Japanese family who was visiting our area. The family consisted of an elderly gentleman, his daughter, his son-in-law, and his granddaughter. A mutual Japanese friend had contacted me and asked if I could meet with the family and provide them with information and some direction on touring Eureka and the surrounding county. Arrangements were made for me to pick up the family at the McKinneyville Airport, which I did after some air delays. I was told in advance that the elderly gentleman, Mr. Toru Nishijima, had always wanted to tour the Humboldt County area before he passed on, and this was his dream coming true. Stricken with cancer, he met with his doctor in Japan to ask for his approval for the trip. His physician thought it would be okay to make the trip if he used a wheelchair and a cane. He was accompanied by his daughter, Yoko Murata, his son-in-law, Hiroshi Murata, and granddaughter, Aya Murata. He did move about quite well during his visit. We spent 3 action-packed days touring and dining. I tried to keep the itinerary as close to his wishes as possible. What a wonderful attitude. Toru-san was the life of the party and truly enjoyed himself to the delight of his family. More than once, I caught his family napping in the back seat, while Toru-san sat up front next to me, his eyes glued to the passing scenery, not missing a thing. Neither Toru-san nor his family spoke much English, but did read the language quite well. Fellow hosts, including myself, spoke very little Japanese. The language barrier caused a bit of a slowdown in conversation, but not to the detriment of anyone in either party. With only 3 days to enjoy one another, you could feel the friendship grow between people who had never seen one another before this time. I am sad to say that I received word that Mr. Toru Nishijima lost his battle with cancer on February the 12th of 2017. Although I only knew him for a few days, he felt like an old friend that I had known for much longer. I forgot to mention that Toru was a resident of the city of Kamisu, Japan, Eureka's sister city, and was a member of the Kamisu International Friendship Association, but his trip to visit us was strictly a private one rather than an official one. I felt it an honor to be a part of his life, even though it was only for a few days. Goodbye, Toru-san. Rest in peace. I could tell by the actions of your family of their great respect and love for you. Your country lost an outstanding citizen. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.